This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it's been a privilege this morning to greet each and every one of you, to share this praise and worship with you this morning. But right now, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. We're going to lift his name on high. God, we thank you for this morning, for this is the day that you have made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for each and every caller on this line, God. You know the desires of their heart, God. We lift them up before you. You said, ask and believing, and it shall be done. And God, we are celebrating victory today, victory in all of our lives, for you will do just that. Give the desires of our heart. God, we want you to know this morning that we worship and we adore you and we love you more than anything. God, we ask your blessings over the speaker this morning. Anoint them. Let your words be heard in my ears. Use your vessel this morning to lift your name on high, to strengthen. Give us the food we need to strengthen our souls and strengthen our bodies so we can go out and let our light shine in such a dark, dark world. And we thank you for the two co-founders of this call, God, that they were so obedient and following your word and opening up this call that we can come together and have a platform to worship you this morning. God, we thank you for Artists International, that company that is coming to our lives and is making our lives so special. We ask your continual anointing over the company and over our leaders as they go out throughout the world, God, sharing your word, your ministry through their health and wealth. We ask you can give them continual strength. And our speaker of the hour, God, we thank you, God. We praise you. We adore you and we lift you up, God, because we know that you're going to use your vessel mightily. And we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. And we thank you, God, for what you are doing in our lives. And we love you, Jesus, more than anything. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for allowing me to greet you this morning in Jesus' precious name, and I will now turn the call over to our heavenly host. Are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours, and God bless you this morning.
Perfect. Thank you so much for what you do and for greeting us and for tagging this day. Lord, he is Lord, and I appreciate you for doing that. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Bonita, and I am here in New Jersey. I am here to welcome you to the Master's Call. The call was started October 2010. Co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who faithfully have been ministering this call every Monday through Friday. We stand on scripture, on the scripture Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. The mission statement we stand on is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived there, and the bios of the speaker. So as I present this speaker, I'm going to be very brief because we need to allow this speaker to have all the time that they need to deliver this word. 2019 is the theme. For this year, 2019, our theme is God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth. In me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. If you feel that you would like to be a part of this group, we would greatly appreciate it. We have several areas that you can indulge in. Or you may even have a prayer request. If that is the case, please submit all information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Many of us were connected by a company called Artist International, which was established almost 30 years ago. They are now called Artist Life. Now, that doesn't mean that you cannot be a part of this call, but that's how a lot of us got connected. After this call is the new morning motivational call, and today is Wednesday, and the discussion will be about gout. And if you don't know about gout, it is a very little painful thing. So you can get on that call after hearing the message for this call at 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294617 pound. If you have a carrier that is charging you for these calls, we have a bypass number, which is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. This person that I am going to, that's going to be the next voice that you hear, is not at all going to be someone's voice that you have not heard before. This is one of the co-founders. This is one of an outstanding spirit. She's very active, Spelman alum. I'm telling you, I think she's a caregiver for her mom, a caregiver for the team. She's got a huge heart, and she's very determined to make you grow. So without any further delay, I would like to give the next speaker or the next voice that you will hear, allow this person to enrich and enhance and empower you, because she's always giving a message that stretches you. So I'd like to bring forth now Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Benita from New Jersey. You did an absolutely awesome job hosting us this morning. So love and appreciate you, and excited to see how much you're growing in Christ, and we are the benefactors from that. Want to say a special thank you to Ms. Kaylin, who led us in praise, really in worship this morning in song. So appreciate you. I love when these young people step up. We know she's just a recent high school graduate, the daughter of our very own minister, Keisha Lee, and we were so blessed by your anointed, beautiful, sweet spirit in your voice this morning. Thank you to Minister Tiff people overseeing our time of worship and song from 20 minutes till the hour. You're all welcome to get on and set the atmosphere, just like in church. We started off with praise and worship. Well, we just do the worship part here, but it is definitely setting the atmosphere. For that, we are so grateful. And then to our Silver Fox, glad to hear her voice, know it all as well. Minister Jackie, good morning. Thank you for greeting and seating our TNC family this morning. I see our co-founder on the line. Hopefully she's back safely in North Carolina. But greetings to you also. Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Well, again, I am Dr. Vanessa, and I want to get right on to the word. I started a series with last time we were together, dig a little deeper, and start talking about it's all about the dirt. It's all about the dirt. I had many of you all who contacted me and told me you were blessed by the message where we were talking about the seed being the word, and how we had an acronym for seeds. Seeds establish every deed, because it's all about the dirt. And I'm sorry, on the MMC, we were talking about us digging a little deeper in our hearts and our minds and our spirits. And our text scripture was Mark 4:4-9, and we all know that passage just for time. I'm going to ask you to go to it and read it on your own. Mark 4, the roving reporter, as he was often called by theologians, a Jew in his own birthright. And he did more blow by blow, act by act of Jesus than any of the other synoptic gospels. And that fourth through ninth verse in the fourth chapter is very, very powerful. Seeds. Every day you're planting good seeds or bad seeds, we talked about. Seeds establishing every deed. But what do you do with the seed for it to grow? You've got to put it in the dirt. And I talked last time we were together on this topic about our hearts, our minds, our spirits really being the dirt. And I said that the acronym for SEEDS also was so earnestly, everywhere, destiny speaks. So earnestly, everywhere, destiny speaks. And we talked about some principles for planting healthy seeds. I went through the first two or three, and I want to attempt to finish it, but it's more important that you get it. So the first principle, again, asking you to go to our website, themasterscall.net, and click on the previous one where I went in detail over the first two. That first principle, always ask yourself, does this seed glorify God as its goal? Always ask yourself when you're planting healthy seeds in the dirt of your heart. Have you tilled the soil? Have you watered it with the word? Will it be able to sustain the great ideas, visions, dreams God's given you when he plants that seed in your heart? Always ask yourself, does this seed glorify God as its goal? And I talked about, will I be blessed or glad to see it grow? Is it just a good idea or a God idea? One of my mentors, Evangelist Tim Story, way back when I was beginning that journey in seminary at Oral Roberts University, he messed me up with that, and it has been a true pillar in my life when I'm sifting and shifting through things that come on my plate. Is this a good idea or is this a God idea? Because, see, a good idea is already anointed by God. A good idea, the ministry angels of God have already gone before you, making the crooked pathway straight. A God idea is already wrapped in the anointing as it's hurled through heaven to reach its destination. But just a good idea, you're fighting on your own. It may be a good idea, but if it's not a God-ordained idea, boy, that journey with a good idea is hard. Why do you say that, Dr. V? Many of us have started on good ideas, and we're mad halfway through because folks who promised to walk with you, folks who promised to help you out, and you just had great high hopes, they get ghost on you, Casper. But when it's a God idea, oh, man, it'll persevere. And even in the attacks, when they come, there's a peace that surpasses all understanding. Don't want to tarry there too long. But make sure it's a God idea. Secondly, we talked about seeds usually never come like we think or expect. Seeds usually never come like we think or expect, but be open to God's way of planting a seed. And I use myself as an example. Ain't no way, like Aretha Franklin used to sing, you could have told me back in 75 when I started my little Spelman journey as an engineer, when I was in corporate America, just as happy, successful, doing well as an industrial engineer, that I would be doing what I'm doing today, ministering, preaching, prophet of God. Whew, nowhere on this radar screen. But the seeds of the love of Christ been planted in my heart all my life, raised in a Christian home, have seen God in demonstration and conversation in my home. So no excuses there. Always blessed with mentors who poured deeply into me and held me highly accountable and responsible for the gifts and talents. But I never saw this coming. So seeds, they usually come never like we think or expect. Spend some time there. Then today, as we carry on talking about seeds establishing every deed, because it's all about the dirt, so earnestly or eagerly, everywhere, destiny speaks. That's another acronym for seeds. So earnestly. Come on, be sincere when you're sowing that seed everywhere, because destiny speaks. Thirdly, guard the seeds of God that you have planted. Guard the seeds of God that you have planted. They will always be others who do not understand or want to destroy your seeds. Get over it. Get ready for that. There will always be others who do not understand or want to destroy your seeds. See, in that seventh verse of Mark 4, where it talked about, and some seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. Life always brings, I call them holy haters, into your life. Always brings holy haters into your life. Don't let your dirt be full of them. In other words, first, check your own heart and motives. Look in the mirror. You've heard me say over the years, one of the prayers I pray every morning, I was really hitting it hard this morning, God, show me. Make sure my motives are right. You're having me walk into some awesome territory here. Show me. Search my heart. Check your own heart and motives. Those thorns bring tragedy, not triumph. Another thing about this is life will always allow a Judas to be in your midst. If any of us are honest and reflect back on our journeys, life, just being on this side because we're in a fallen world, will always allow a Judas to be in your midst. And our test, our challenge, is our seed of righteousness is how do you and I handle them? What seeds of conduct will we plant? Will we till the soil and do deliverance? Or will we try to destroy them, forgetting that Jesus went to the cross for everybody, as old saints say, everybody. He died for the saved and the unsaved. He died for the saints and the ain'ts. Life will always bring you a Judas. That's really your opportunity to witness. But will your seeds of conduct that you plant in the soil, will it be about delivering them, praying for them to be delivered or having a Damascus Road experience, or will you be kill them, God, kill them? No. And thirdly, guard the seed with what we say day in and day out. See, guard the seed by only saying what God says about us. Even when the circumstances may go bad, and they often will, we must learn to control and guard our conversations. I'm in my Bible study class even tonight, finishing up teaching about that power of that tongue, that little member in your body that James 3 talks about. We got to learn to control our conversations, to only say what God says about us. We're talking about seeds, establishing every deed, because it's all about our heart, the dirt. Number four, in our principles, remember, the size of the seed never determines the level of success of that seed. Remember, the size of the seed never determines the level of success of the seed. In that eighth verse at Mark 4, but other seeds fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased and produced some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. See, God can use a mustard seed, which agriculturalists tell us is the smallest seed that exists. God can use a small mustard seed. In other words, do not despise small beginnings. God can use a simple mustard seed to grow a mighty forest. The 30, 60, 100-fold is all up to the condition of your dirt and my dirt. Not the devil, but the condition of our dirt. Yes, the devil is out of there, but my Bible teaches me, the word says in 1 John 4, that fourth verse, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So again, let's hold ourselves accountable, not the devil, for the condition of our heart. Are we fighting the good fight of faith? Every one of us have the same 24 hours each day. God did not show favoritism to anybody, give them 24 and a half or give somebody else 26 hours. Everybody has the same 24 hours each day. Every one of us have the same access to our Lord and Savior. What are you doing with your time? As an industrial engineer is trained, oh, God was so good to me in teaching me the power of priorities. Are we organizing, prioritizing our day? Are we guarding our time? I've never seen more folks waste time than the saints on non-effective, non-productive, non-kingdom-building things. The enemy can come in and just make us busy but not productive with that commodity called time. Remember, God has eternity, but you and I, we only have a measure of time. Also, with that size of the sea, God uses the tiny rudder, as I said earlier in James 3, of a ship to steer a whole large vessel. It's just a tiny rudder of a ship, but it's guiding, directing to the right, to the left, straight ahead, a whole large vessel. In our bodies, it's that simple tongue that Proverbs 18 at 21, 22nd verse tells you the power, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Our conversation can bless us, take us forward, or it can destroy us. It only takes a little to do much when our dirt is right. See, obedience, that's not a cuss word. Obey, it's not a four-letter cuss word. Obedience to the seeds of instruction are key. It often is a small seed that leads to a massive harvest. For example, I've often heard Rosa Parks say that she had no idea that her simple seed of righteous rebellion, as she called it, would birth a massive movement for the civil rights of a people. It was a simple seed, a simple act of righteous rebellion. See, we have to really trust and obey when God speaks to our hearts. See, some of us, y'all can take that and run and get your old self delivered just right there. Being obedient to the voice of the Lord. That small seed, when he says, wait 20 minutes, and you say, no, Lord, I got to go right now. When he hollers from the megaphone of heaven, I said, daughter, I said, son, sit still here another 20 minutes. When the angels are in chorus in the key of F, saying, don't move now, wait 20 minutes. And your flesh says, I got to go now. And you run smack into a pit of the enemy. Simple obedience, simple small seeds can lead to a massive harvest. Stay on course. Focus and faithful to your seed. Stay on course. Number five, focused and faithful to your seed. See, remember that generations and generations follow your handling, my handling of our seed. Abraham established generational blessings. When you read Matthew 1, it goes down, what, 42 generations. Who begot who, begot who, begot who. Name after name after name. Started with a seed. Unfortunately, the seed that Adam and Eve planted of disobedience we're dealing with right now. So when we think about this topic, the seeds come our way each and every day. Seeds establish every deed. But how we handle it is all about the dirt. What am I really saying in essence? When God's going to use each and every one of us as I close, when he gives you a dream, when he gives you an open vision, when a prophetic word is spoken to you, when he downloads his strategy, if the dirt is wrong, it will hit there, collide, and die. If the dirt has not been watered, sensitive, receptive to, thus said the word of the Lord, I'm yielded, I'm surrendered, and mean it, he will give you a God idea and you will wrestle with it and put it on the shelf and never use it and then be mad and become a holy hater because you see other people going on and being successful. If we don't make sure we take care of our dirt, when the seeds come from the throne room of God, we won't be the master handlers. We won't know how to be skilled to do. And that's God's greatest desire, is to see us be successful. So today, as we've gone through these points, remember, seed, S-E-E-D, seeds establish every deed, but it's all about the dirt. So earnestly, everywhere, so our destiny can speak. Hallelujah. We'll finish up on this next time we're together. I do have two more that I want to pour into your spirit, but we'll stop for now. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Dr. V, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for that message. I'm going to go fertilize my dirt. I don't know about you guys, but that one really, yes, that one touched my spirit. So you're going to want to share this message, and I'm going to give you a number to share this message and feed somebody today. It's 712-432-1085 with the pin is 957-677-POUND. 712-432-1085 and the pin 957-677-POUND. And as I said, right after this call is the morning motivational call. And let me give you that number again. Just bear with me. It is 712-770-4005, and the pin is 294617-POUND, and they will be talking, and this is Awareness Wednesday, and they will be talking about gout. Want to thank the praise and worship team. Would like to thank Minister Jackie, and most definitely that word that we just heard from our grand speaker of the day, and that's Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who will be coming back in a few minutes after I have a prayer, and she's going to do the benediction. Father God, we thank you for the word that you put on the heart of our co-founder, our mentor, our leader, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask you that you pour back into her, Father, so that she can pour back into us. We appreciate hearing that word, that we will be mindful to fertilize our dirt as you will plant seeds that are able to grow. Father God, we would like you to cover prayer requests on this line. People are sick in their body, Father. People are missing loved ones, Father. We just really would like you to let them know that you're going to plant a seed and let them know that you are the great I am. There's nothing that's happening to us that you did not know about. There's nothing that is going to happen to us that you do not know about. So, Father, we ask you to continue to keep your children and allow us to know that you are there with us, Father, that we open up our spirit and we close our mouth and we listen, that we are able to know that in the quiet time in our mind and body that you're speaking to us, Father. So we do have folks on this line, Father, that just need to know we have a plethora, a lot of folks that are missing people, as I said, and they're not well and their families aren't well, but we know that you already know. Father God, we appreciate this time of communion that you have granted us. So we know that you are here amongst this call, and we thank you for everything that you're doing. In our brother's name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, family, for allowing me to host you this morning. It's been a privilege, and I look forward to doing it again. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, please come back with the benediction.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks again for hosting the call with such a spirit of excellence. Love and appreciate you. And love and appreciate all of these many names and numbers I see on the board. We do not take you for granted. And we are praying you're planting and receiving the seeds in good dirt. And we're all good dirt. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we just so honor you. And we thank you for these your people have ears to hear. And I pray a heart to receive your rhema word. I thank you that you stir up inside of us a hunger for your holiness and your presence, to be better stewards of every seed you give us, every idea, vision, dream, hope that you place inside of us, and that we will till our soil by washing it with the word, as you teach us in Ephesians 5:26, that we will practice your presence, which is full of joy. We just thank you that we will be just the best of the best, because this word will not just convict us, but challenge us to do better and be better. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, I thank you for the seeds of truth that you will plant into their hearts this day. This word will reverberate back in their spirits, and we will watch you move and use us mightily for your glory and our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Let's go out and have an absolutely awesome day taking care of that dirt and receiving every seed. Be blessed. Bye-bye.